It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
You know, some folks are slowly adding to their indoor houseplant collection. I'm one of those folks. A great go-to plant I always reach for at the garden store is succulents because I know that they're easier to care for and they're hardy. Can you share some succulents that we might invite into our homes and our houseplant collection?
I would love to, because they're really easy plants to grow as long as you have the right conditions. So there's lots of different succulents out there. As a matter of fact, all cactus are succulents, but not all succulents are cactus.
There's a quiz at the end of the episode.
So anyway, the first ones, of course, are aloe. The aloe vera, everyone knows about aloe. You can take the stems of them and the leaves of them and get some of the juice out of them if you have a burn or a scrape or a wound. Nice plants to grow, but they grow pretty fast and they can get big and floppy and just kind of fall over. So what nice thing about aloe is that there are a number of different species out there. There are some that look like they're little rosettes that stay pretty small in a pot. Other ones look more like pencils. They all have that same characteristics of aloe, but they stay smaller, and that's what I really like about them. The thing with a lot of these succulents is that they have shallow root systems. And so they don't need a lot of water because they have, of course, very fleshy leaves. But because they don't have really strong root systems, they're easy and they're very prone to just kind of flopping over if they get too big. So the other one I wanted to talk about, of course, is the jade plant. This one is not a very fast-growing plant. It only grows a few inches a year, but it can turn into a tree. My sister-in-law had one that was about 30, 40 years old, and it looked like a huge tree. It was an amazing-looking plant. And as long as you have the right conditions, they do really well. They like a lot of sun, but not direct light on their leaves. So a real bright room is really what you want to look for. And then, of course, a very well-drained soil. If you want to propagate your jade and give some other friends some jade cuttings, you can do that. But the best way to do it is to take a cutting and then let it sit for about 5 days so it calluses over. After it's calloused over, dip it in a rooting hormone powder, then put it in a pot, and then it'll grow and be fine. The third one I want to talk about is a unique one called the African milk tree. Now, this is kind of a cool plant because it looks kind of more like a cactus. It's got spines on it, but it is a succulent in the Euphorbia family. It grows straight up, 6 to 8 feet tall. Now, my brother, who was not a very good gardener or very interested in gardening, had one of these in his house. And when we were cleaning out his house, I found it in the corner, and it was amazing how big this plant was. So, of course, he was with my brother, so I took it home. And what we did is we cut it back. And that's the nice thing about it is you can cut it back to a different height. It'll send out arms, and it'll look kind of like a saguaro cactus, kind of a cool look to it. It's got a milky white sap like any euphorbia, so you have to watch out for that because that can irritate your skin. But the African milk tree is a real cool plant to have as long as it has a bright room, doesn't need much care. My brother never watered it, I'm sure, or maybe once every couple months, and it survived. So trying some of these succulents is kind of cool because they have a lot of different looks to them. And if you have a bright room that's not direct sun, but just very bright, it's a cool plant to have in your house.
And these are all, of course, jade and aloe, easy to find in a garden center. But is the African milk tree one that's easy to find as well? Or would we have to order that somewhere?
That one you can find, too. I've actually found it in a number of different garden centers. So, yeah, it's a fun one to have.
Well, speaking of houseplants, Charlie, you've got a webinar coming up January 27th on houseplants. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people have questions this time of year, especially about their houseplants. So I thought I would offer a webinar called All About Houseplants. That will be on January 27th. 7 p.m. You can go to my website, gardeningwithcharlie.com, and you can find out more information about it and sign up. And we'll have some information on the All Things Gardening page too as well. But I'll go through different houseplants for different situations that you might have. You might be looking at your houseplants thinking, should I save it? Should I toss it? We'll talk about what to do as far as taking care of the houseplants, how to get them to grow well, the right light for them, watering, fertilizing, pests, all that stuff. And if you sign up, I'm offering a service. You can send me a photo of your houseplant with the problem, and I will answer that for you during the webinar. So check it out.
That sounds fabulous. I will hold back on sending you photos of all of my sad houseplants, though.
For you, Mary, for free. I'll do it for free.
This comment came in from Greg from Burlington. We'd recently ran an episode talking about moles and how to get rid of them. And Greg writes, I researched and read that applying beneficial nematodes would seek out and kill grubs and eliminate the mole's food. He says he did this in the warm spring of 2001, and the moles have disappeared, never to return.
And that's a great idea, Greg. You know, when I'm answering these questions, sometimes I look for the an immediate response for someone who's got an immediate problem. And so castor oil, of course, is the thing that I often recommend for voles and mice and moles to get them to take off. But really, long term, he's absolutely correct. Beneficial nematodes will kill the grubs, which is the food source for those critters. You get rid of the grubs, you get rid of the moles.
If you've got comments for Charlie or questions, then send them to us. Find the post at vpr.org. Within that post, there's a handy little link that you can submit your questions, and you can also listen again to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. I'll be seeing you in the garden.